the concept of Torah bringing Mashiach. That's what we're up to now. So the first, we'll look at there's a number of midrashim that talk to this point specifically, and then I'm going to bring an Or HaChaim that I think is going to mitarit stira that we're about to see in these mefarshim. The Tana de Belial says, and this is also found in the Medrash Tanhuma and the Medrash Shochar Tov on Tehillim and Tana de Belial Rabba, Zuta, the same concept is repeated in many chazals, and I'll read it. Ein Yisrael nigalim ela mitoch lo mitoch tzar. Yisrael does not have the final geula not from pain and suffering, but lo mitoch shibud, and not by way of the other nations ruling over us. Velo mitoch atiltul. This is all the time of the Bilal Zuta Perak Yudalim. Not by being thrown around the world and kicked out of places. Velo mitoch atiruf, and not by having their minds and anxiety and stress. Velo mitoch adochak, and not by poverty. Velo mitoch she'ele mizonos, and not because they have no food. This seems like a total contradiction to what we've been learning. Let's continue. Ela mitoch asara b'nei adam shehem yoshim ze etzel ze. It's only gonna come by 10 people sitting next to each other, 2 meters apart. V'yekol echad mehem kore v'shonem chavero v'kolam nishma. They have to be learning together. Their voices are gonna be heard. Shenemar u'bahar tzion tia pleita v'haya kodesh. It's the pasuk in Ovadia. In the heart of Zion is going to be the salve, the plate of the refuge, Ve'yeh Kodesh. V'chein matzinu v'avonoseinu harishonim shelo nigalu v'mitzrayim ela mitoch divrei Torah. Divrei Torah is the thing that is going to save us. So the Chori is saying, not all the other sufferings and the pain, the poverty, that's not what's going to do it. So now let's do a few more sources to this point, that it's Dafka, the Lomdei Torah, that are going to bring Mashiach. And then we'll try to miyashe what we've learned the last few weeks, that it's all this other suffering is going to happen. Says the Gro in Bechoros, on the Gemara, Ki Bech, I don't know what page it is, the page is messed up here. Ki Bechol 8 v'eit mit'aberet m'mashiach. The Gemara over there, which I don't know where it is referring to the fact that the mother of Mashiach is becoming pregnant in every generation. V'ima Yisrael kedai, if the Jewish people were worthy, he would already be born. Mashiach would be born. Kvar nolad Mashiach. This is the Gro. Aval ba'avoneinu, because of our sins, mapelet oto, she has a miscarriage. Of Mashiach dies in uterus every generation. Why? Bavur she'anu misrapim midibrei Torah, because we are weak in our learning of Torah. That's the Gro in Bechoros, daf something ein beis. It's a misquote here. Can't find it. Then the Gro in Eben Shlema, this I have seen. The ha'geula hazos, the final geula, says the Gro, is rak al yedei limud haTorah. That's the only thing that's bringing the geula, the ikar geula, talia b'limud haKabbalah, by learning Kabbalah. Okay, so if the good Uncle Avi and bring the geula, that's the Gro, famous Gro. Okay, now how do we miyashev this with all the suffering and the poverty? So I'm not so sure that we have to say that the lomdei Torah can't be poor. That fits with this. They have a lomei Torah. And it's not going to come by vengeance and pain and suffering. But look at the Or HaChaim, who I think is going to mitarets everything for us. And I think it makes sense. He is in the Pasuk Yud Aleph in Bereishis. Mem Tes Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, and this is talking about the brachas of Yaakov to his kids before he died. And it says, Osri legefen iro v'lasreika b'ni atono. This is going to be hard here. Kibes Bayain Levusho Bedama Navim Suto. This is at the end of the Pasuk. He's saying he's going to cleanse Kibes, not cleanse, launder Bayain Levusho with wine, his clothes, Bedama Navim Suto. So now, says the Or HaChaim to explain what this Pasuk is talking about. He says like this. This is talking about the fourth Geula, the Galus Revi'is, that's us now. Shebo Yigale HaGoel HaAtzum. It's coming, the big Geula is coming. And he says like this, Tzarech, this is the Groh, this is the Or HaChaim on this Pasuk, and then we're going to see the Pshat in the Pasuk. Tzarech Sheyeh B'yad Yisrael Mitzvahs Esek HaTorah. There must be Limud HaTorah, Bezulat Ze Yis'akev Mevbo. You don't have Limud HaTorah, he's not coming, or he's going to be delayed. Velezer Ramaz, this is the Remez Ba'omro, B'kibes Bayai Levusho. What does it mean that he laundered his garments with wine? Perush, Kikoho Shel HaMelech HaMitzupe Shilo Shmo, B'chinas Esek HaTorah. This yain is Esek HaTorah. She Asku Yisrael B'yena SheTorah. The yain of Torah is in the pasuk here. That is talking about one way to launder the garment. How do you launder it? With wine. That's Torah. That's going to bring the geula. V'ayin ma'ashif perishu b'pasuk v'yani l'besayayin. 1 second, let's keep going. V'omro b'dalam anavim. What is the dam anavim? The blood of the grapes. What is the pshat nat pasuk? Safe of the pasuk. He says like this: Nitzkaven lomar ki im yegiya zmana geula. If the zmana geula comes, v'lo yimatze yain, you will not find wine. That's Torah. Perush ein banu Torah tiha geula beemtzaut ol v'tokef hagalus. Then it's going to be with pain. So, the Gula is going to come with the strength of the Galus, Asher Yitzeirun Ha'umos Li'Israel. All of the nations will make us suffer. Ka'omram Zalki Kishiyagia Keitz Anechtam V'loyev Yisrael Schus Legala. If the Jews don't have the merits to be redeemed, Yamilan Melech Kasheke Haman. The king is strong as Haman's coming. V'hu Omro U'bedam Anavim. This is the blood of the grapes. Why? That's Yisurim, suffering. Ki be'emtzaut ha'Yisurim yizdakeku ha'nefashos. The grapes represent suffering, like if to crush the grapes, step on him and squish him. Right? That's what the Or HaChaim is saying here. Then yisbaru nitzosos ha'kedusha. That's how you're going to get out of a grape. You have to crush him in order to get out the kedusha from Gedera she yisbaru be'emtzos b'chinas ha'Torah. It's two options. Either you're going to do it with the yain, or you're going to do it with the grape, the blood of the grape. Elishizu malachto noe. This one's nice. It's nice to drink wine. Vizu malachto bilti noe. And the grape route is painful. The omro anavim ki beemtzaut ha'yisurim timager tigamer achanatam. You got to have suffering to finish the grapes. Kegemar Bishul Priya Geffen, Shehem Anabim. Now, if you look, and he's talking about the nations of the world spilling our blood. So they say there's a two ways to go. Big difference whether it comes by way of Torah, and of course the Groh and the Zohar said they have to be poor. Poor Lomdei Torah, that's not going to change. As Yigala Begili Malchus Elyon. Then the revelation will be Malchus Elyon, a higher level of kingship of Hashem. The Tiyebe Emtsos and Nekama, but if it comes by way of jealousy and Nekama, that Hashem brings the Mashiach to get revenge on all the Goyim, Asher Tiyebe Yisrael, Yiyebe Bechinas Ani Rov Verochev. It's going to be like the poor guy riding on the donkey. Mashiach's going to come in on a donkey, or does he come from Malchus Elyon if he comes from the Lomdei Torah? That's the basic idea. I think this is going to be the issue. as to how we could have seen that there's one set of Gemaras and Midrashim that are all talking about how much death and suffering and pain the Jews are going to go through before Mashiach, versus here, the Tanat Beliyahu and all these Gemaras, and also Gemara Megillah, Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, says the same concept. He says also, Midas Adin says, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Gemara Megillah, Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. Ribono Shel, Midas Adin stands up at the times of Mashiach and says, Ribono Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu Eilu Me'elu, what's the difference between the Jews and the Goyim? Now, that Havamina, what's the difference, is a little scary. But let's leave that aside. Must be that we're all junk. Everybody's junk, right? Teretz is Amar La Kadosh Baruch Hu to Midas Adin says back then Yisrael Asku B'Torah. They had Esek HaTorah. Umos Olam Lo Asku B'Torah. It seems that the only differentiation between us and the Umos Olam is the Esek HaTorah. The kasha of Midas Adin was that at the time of Mashiach, they're all junk, transgender, trans this, trans everything. Everybody's crazy. All the Jews, everybody's a goy. So the answer is, and even the Lomdei Torah, you can say them, they're not tzaddikim. They may not be transgender, but they're not doing anything so great either. I don't see any incredible tzaddikim and this and that. That's Midas Adin. And Hashem comes back and says, okay, but they learned. So what if they're punks? They learn and they don't. That's a scary idea. A very scary Gemara. But I don't want to get into that so much right now. I want to focus on the idea that there are two avenues that we know that Mashiach can come. We could either be the hard way or the easy way. You pick. The hard way is pure suffering. That's what is going to ma'orah Hashem's rachamim, and then comes Mashiach. Or you can do it with the Sus HaTorah. That's the only way. So it's clear to me that on a new level now, a way that I never really understood before, that what the Gedolim did, let's say the Chazon Ish, what starts with him, the Stipler, that whole movement 75 years ago, to make a whole culture of people who just learn, Olam HaYeshivas, and build it up so massive, and the poverty that's associated with it, it's shocking. This was premeditated. They knew what they were looking at in Jewish history. It never happened before that you had large communities, large cities, that everybody just learns. You always had the guys who work and the guys who learn, and everybody took care of each other. You had a small amount of. Now the Gedolim decided, no, those days are not what we need now. Whatever they saw after the Shoah, whatever they did, it seems clear from all of what we're learning now that their plan was to produce a nation of people who learn, let them be Amaratzim, let them be poor, it's okay, we're at the end, it's almost over. Like Rabbi Green always made the joke about the ozone layer, that everybody's worried about global boiling and all these things, go warming. They're worried about the world falling apart, the natural resources and everything, and flooding. It makes sense that the world should be coming to an end. It's almost over. Like, why would Hashem make more world than needed? We need another 200 years. Okay, so that's when it'll end. Same idea here. They saw that this is the end. It's over. Mashiach is coming. So what do you do? Just pack the yeshivas, pack the kolels, let everybody, you know, make it for the next 50, 70 years as much as we can. Hashem will take care of them. They'll leave enough rich people to support as many poor people as possible just to get them by. And let's bring Mashiach now. That clearly is what they're doing. If you look at all of these chazals in context, it seems clear that they never intended this to last too long, because this can't. Cannot physically, economically sustain the state of Israel, cannot make it, even though it's such an incredibly strong country financially, it looks like, from the shekel, in terms of the strength of the shekel. But what they're doing is just impossible. How can one man support 10 children, buy them apartments? What are they going to do? How are they going to do it? They can't read. I mean, they can read Hebrew, but they can't learn. They have no education. How are they going to do it? The answer is they don't have to do it. It's almost over. it's the basic denial of the general premise. There's no way this can sustain the colonial world. It can cannot work. It cannot, but it doesn't have to. We're almost done with the world anyway. Yes.
That's part of what we're saying, that maybe like it's not this way, you know, the suffering way or the Torah way. It's they're both true, meaning part of what we're saying is that the show up, maybe like the first step
would be,
the suffering,
yeah.
And now we're moving into phase two.
Correct. That's what I think. That's what I'm suggesting. But you still have the poverty of the Lomdei Torah is a tachlif, is instead of death. That's clear. That we see that poverty equals death. Therefore, if you have enough poverty, you don't have to kill people. That's the Zohar did last week. So we see that that was the change. We went from the Shoah back to physical death. And now we're in a place of everybody's poor, beyond anything we've ever seen in history. Sticking with that, David Frankel, if you're watching. And we have to keep learning and dominating that this is going to be the end. This is it. This is it. So it's two that are one, really. Two aspects that are one. Them switched it on us. Well, let's see if anybody has a question for Daniel.
Rabbi. Good morning. Sorry.
Sorry, it's only for Daniel Rossman. I'm so very sorry. You cannot.
All right, go on.
Adam, we have a question from Adam Litwin. And the question question is, the fact that Mashiach is coming now, does that damper our enthusiasm? Like, does that damper our trying? Do we say, oh, he's coming, I don't have to do as much now? Or does it motivate us more? Do we know what impact it's having on people?
I think it should motivate everybody a lot. This
should.
You want to be part on the team. You don't want to be, you know, left in the thing. Well, you say, I'm taking a few days off of learning, Mashiach comes, and you're like, somewhere in South Africa, in the bush, you didn't hear the news. You better stay in the base medrash. We get the faxes immediately. And Vadi Yeshivas will be the first to know.
And our motivation to do so is obviously that the further we are ahead when the Mashiach comes, the better off we'll be.
Yeah, what do you mean further ahead? We want to be here. We're in the old city. Are you kidding me? It's going to be very exciting over here. I think you better, I don't think it should weaken our enthusiasm. I think it should only excite our enthusiasm. Especially since once the Shia comes, according to most positions here, free choice is over. So whatever tshuva you did, whatever decisions you made, if you said, listen, I'm going to start learning seriously next month, that's not a good idea if
this isn't...
Or next, if he's going to come during Bein HaZman and you're planning to make a big change in your learning and, you know, I'm going to really serious bone up and start focusing and whatever it is, maybe a little too late.
This is in contradiction. Keep a flax is cautious, more the opposite. How can a person not live responsibly now? If the Mashiach is coming, Kol Shekein, you should be living responsibly and doing everything all the time, but we see people that aren't. So we have a bit of a contradiction.
Who the heck is not? I don't see them.
Well, there's a lot of people that aren't, but that's okay.
Look at the people that find me now. They're doing great. There are people here. What's the problem? Everybody's learning good. Everybody's working hard. Keep doing tshuva. Keep trying to do your mitzvahs properly. Learning as hard as you can. Davening. What else can you do?
So those who know will do. Those who don't won't.
You tell everybody. Tell everybody. I'm not against. What do you mean? You don't want people to know? Tell everybody. Do tshuva. It's time. Zaka. Everything. I think it's a very encouraging time for us. Incredibly encouraging time, despite the fact that the world is right now and scary. But I think this is incredible. What should be happening now? Incredible. Let's have a good day of learning. We'll have a Shir Klali coming up today. Yaakov Kent.